Welcome, everybody, to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I miss that.
It is Survivor Series Sunday. I am your host, Trebuchet, fresh off a WWE live event. To my left, the one and only Mike Logan.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Again. Logan.
Logan.
Huzzah. I've not been on this podcast in a while.
It's been a minute, we're happy to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yep. To his left, repping the NXT Championship, Robert Space Force. How you doing?
Woo. I'm doing all right.
Good. You've been on the show more recently. You were here at Comic-Con.
I was.
Yeah. Good show?
Yeah, it was a good show.
Except for the screw job that me and Showtime got.
No, we'll get into that later.
That
was fair. That
we
was fair.
Got so screwed. We got Bret Hart screwed.
See, I am part of the trivia champions now.
Oh, asterisk. To his left, returning Iron Mike Bussler.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Iron Mike?
Oh, great to be here. Feeling great. Eating some mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. To his left, the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
The one and only. I've eaten 2 spoonfuls of weed mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And I'm drinking bourbon. There's no telling how this night is going to end for me.
That's weed and cheese and mac in the same dish. Are we in the Midwest or what?
We are, dude.
This is my thing. Still taking off.
And just walking in the door wearing the Undisputed Era t-shirt. We still like him anyways. It's Alex Plotkowski.
That's your ass, you do.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew.
Because that's Undisputed.
Baby.
So how's everybody doing here? We got predictions.
Right. Yes.
We got a whole room full of living room people. Say hello, living room.
Yay!
Man.
And that's behind the paywall. There's a dog back there somewhere.
But it's one of the big four pay-per-views. We got Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and this one, Survivor Series. And we got all kinds of predictions and everything. Nate Dogg, is the spreadsheet in order?
No.
No, it's not. All right. Good
you
to know
piece
where my...
of shit. Technical difficulties.
All right, Brooke Bruce is in the house, and she is the champion right now, and got the list of Jericho going right now.
The secretary of podcast.
That's cool.
Listing it up.
So, going to start a poll here real quick. Who watched TakeOver last night?
I did.
I did.
It seems like everybody did.
Yeah. Everybody at the table did.
Did you catch up?
I caught up. I snuck it in at work. Don't tell nobody.
That's where you were while I was goddamn working all day.
Snuck it in. I loved that Kevin Owens was the fourth man.
Yeah.
I was all like, all right.
That was great.
I was going to pick Raw because KO was on that team, but now I think KO is going to be on Team NXT.
Well, they've already announced the teams.
Oh, well,
Kevin Owens is still really on lame.
Why did they announce the teams? They
all right,
just
who's on it. NXT? Catch me up here,
NXT
guys.
NXT is Ciampa, Keith Lee.
Uh-huh.
Matt Riddle.
Uh-huh. Walter.
And Damian Priest.
No Triple H.
AKA Punishment Martinez.
Well, Nate Dogg, I want to change to Raw, but I still want KO. I want KO winning this match. That's what
I'm
saying.
Why was KO on TakeOver then if he's still on Team
I don't know, but that's why he's going to win this match. So it can be on both.
The Undisputed Era jumped him. So there's a thought.
So it's a grudge match?
Either he A, just came down to get his revenge, or B, he is going to go to NXT. We're kind of in the air.
Did you guys see that he had his old NXT gear, huh?
Yeah, he did.
He did, yeah.
Just as smelly as it was before.
I just want to say, Triple H's speech, like to his passionate speech to get him to come to NXT, was the most accurate speech I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
They don't give a shit about him on the fucking main roster.
They don't. No, like, they fired him a bunch of times.
Nobody likes a fat guy.
See, that statement's not right anymore. NXT is main.
Oh.
Well, they're a little short, I think. I think they're coming up short. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah, I get it. They need the Big Show in there, really spice things up.
The Big Show.
We need some more big-ass slow
wrestling. I'm just saying NXT is the show, and that's... Undisputed.
We need to get Kali back here. That's what I need.
Yeah. I don't need that in my life.
Who's that big like 7-foot guy who wore the muscle suit? Was that
that's El Higante? Viking Raiders win.
Viking Raiders won the match between all the tag champs.
That means what? Nothing.
No, it's worth a point.
For the points.
Yeah, it's worth a point.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this.
Now, Raw, NXT, and Survivor Series and SmackDown are tied.
We all got one.
Wait, there's been three matches already.
The pre-show.
Yeah.
Isn't that the tiebreaker?
You know what they call? You know what they call this? Is a work, dude.
It's not a shoot.
They start it, and everybody has one. They could have just not counted any of this.
Well,
shit.
So far the two matches that we predicted, oh, I've gotten right.
Kofi used Trouble in Paradise on the pole.
Oh,
the old high low here.
There are some cool tag team moves, I think.
I hate Mike Trout and Stan Stanley. I hate those guys.
They're cool. I love the Viking Raiders.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I want the New Day to be my winners of Survivor Series, but I don't get what I want. But it's just a pre-show, so we'll be okay, you guys. Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going?
We went to WWE Live yesterday.
You sure did.
I said that WWE Live would be better than NXT.
You did say that.
Tell me how right I am.
So wrong.
That's not right at all.
We got we got Randy Orton versus Ricochet.
It was a good show.
We got The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan in a steel cage with all of the red lights.
Oh,
jeez. Chad, could you see okay?
Actually, from where we were sitting with the red lights, it wasn't too bad. I thought it would be going to be all
like,
worse.
Let me set the mood here for you. The first match of the pre-show was not a regular battle royal like we all thought. It was a tag team battle royal. Uh-huh. And you know who won?
Who won?
Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler. Never heard of him.
Guys, I personally think that every Fiend match should be shown in its true natural state of virtual Game Boy. I think it seems so smart.
Guys, look at Christian. He's dressed like Hugh Hefner right now.
Holy shit.
He's got a turtleneck and a maroon blazer.
Oh, yeah. The blazer's great.
Did you guys see JBL look like Vince McMahon today? Like, he's got the pinstripe suit. Same haircut. He's got the part. No, he was on the pre-show.
I didn't see him.
Yeah.
He usually does the Fox Sunday Business Show, which... Take your advice from him.
Wait, JBL? Really? Is he like a shrewd investor or something?
Yeah, I think Brodus Clay has a show on like Fox Business as well.
He does, yeah. JBL makes sense. He's actually made a bunch of money in the fucking stock market. I don't know where.
Really?
Brodus Clay should
go. Iron Mike is surprised.
Brodus Clay doesn't work.
Brodus Clay is just a fat libertarian. Like.
Same as Dolph Ziggler. I get
that's
it.
That's actually just the name of his show. The Fat Libertarian.
Fat Libertarian. Fat Libertarian with Brodus Clay.
Hey, where are you going to those water?
Nobody call his mama.
Right behind you.
Oh.
Cool. So, Robert Space Force, how good was NXT TakeOver to you?
NXT TakeOver, it started out phenomenally with the first ever women's War Games match.
It was good. I like Cobra Kai turning on the people, but I knew she was gonna.
Don't call her that.
She's Cobra Kai. She's a bad guy. We knew that.
And then ended on the high note with the men's War Games match. It was everything Raw and SmackDown only pay-per-views wish they could be. And everything we deserve out of a product.
Damn. Strong words.
I do find them generally more entertaining, but this one I thought the middle was kind of lagging. I was like looking.
It was like this.
That real Finn match actually was a little underwhelming.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was a little underwhelming, but it was still good.
I felt like it. I thought that match was going to be more explosive.
I'm glad they're letting Finn use the 1916 as a finisher again.
Oh, yeah.
Bad guy Finn Balor will use that. They don't want him doing high flying stuff. That's not stuff heels do.
He did go for the coup de grace. You know,
he's not going to use it, though. As a heel, he won't use it.
It does seem like a pretty heel move, though.
It's really like his boot ties.
He's just stomping on someone's chest. That's pretty fucking heel.
Yeah, it seems like something you'd get DQ'd for back in the day.
Does anyone remember when Low-Key used to do that as his finish?
Yeah.
Called the Warrior's Way?
Yeah.
Hey, look, Crown Jewel.
The pay-per-view that doesn't
Dakota Kai turning on Tegan Nox was one of my favorite heel turns I've seen.
It was in the middle of the match, which I didn't expect. I expected her to be in the cage and then the turn.
It fucked up War Games. Like, it made War Games 2-on-4. It felt intense. Like, it was really good.
Yeah, it made work, and it, like, really helped showcase how good Rhea Ripley is.
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, they won that match.
Yeah.
It was
Rhea Ripley
and they won that
will
match.
Be the best women's wrestler in 5 years.
Saying it here first.
She'll be the top of the division in 5 years.
Yeah,
five-year, like, maybe even less.
All right.
In 5 years, we will be saying she is the best women's wrestler.
Mark me down and say it here first. Rhea Ripley will main event of WrestleMania.
Not so long as Alexa Bliss is alive. No way. I don't believe it at all. No way.
She might kill Alexa Bliss.
She better not. I'll be so sad.
That's who they'll feed to her first. Multiple times champion.
She'll just become Rhea's friend and then Alexa over.
I'll say this: Alexa Bliss's career, like in-ring career, is probably over in three tops.
Why?
She's so injured.
Has her in-ring career been over for a year?
No, exactly. No,
she's been doing the Moment of Bliss. She's selling coffee mugs.
But that's not an in-ring career.
She's essentially Kelly Ripa right now. That's what she's doing.
She gets.
We're gonna get Regis on the show. She's gonna be out of control.
She gets in the ring for 6 weeks and gets a concussion, and like they're not gonna let her have too many more of those before they go. You're an on-screen figure, but you're not gonna wrestle.
But you gotta figure the last few times she's been like a lot of times she's been hurt is because of other people in the ring.
I'm not knocking her safety or in-ring ability. I'm just saying if she gets enough concussions, doesn't matter if she doesn't do herself, someone else does her, or she gets a car accident, they're not gonna let you wrestle.
Can he play?
Exactly.
No, not on the team movie. Nobody.
No. Iron Mike, you've been watching all of the Wednesday Night Wars, correct?
Yes.
In your opinion, which brand is doing better?
I guess it just depends on what type of wrestling you like.
No, you personally.
Me personally, definitely AEW.
AEW, really?
Mostly because of Jericho.
Have you sat down score which week's won which week by chance?
Either, but there's definitely been some where others were better.
Sure.
But,
I was wondering if you had, like, because we were at week 8, I wondered if you had a breakdown of, like...
No.
Okay.
We've been watching all of it.
Yeah. I would definitely say there is a couple weeks where that would happen. Maybe...
I have mine at six and two NXT.
7-1 NXT are over here. 7-1. And I really hate the Undisputed Era.
So what was the one AEW that you
liked? The one AEW was when Jericho had a ticket. Yep. Went up to the top. I thought that was just great. Dallas Page came out. I threw up the diamond cutter symbol.
Yeah.
I was standing and I didn't know why.
Mine were that one and the first episode just because of how big that first episode felt.
Yo.
The MJF Chris Jericho like back and forth promo wouldn't have been surrounded by bad wrestling that night, it would have almost carried it to a win.
It was a great promo, yeah.
That was so good.
That was really good. I'm buying an MJF scarf.
They're selling $15.99 or something.
I think AEW's been fresher. It looks, you know...
More fresh, Alex.
More fresh. Yes, but I'd say it's been about even. I'd say it's about 4-4 so far.
4-4.
Yeah, because there have been matches on AEW that have just... fucking blown anything else. But NXT's also really,
what's your
really,
favorite
really
match AEW's had?
Are we including pay-per-views?
No, pay-per-views. Just Dynamite.
The Wednesdays.
Just Dynamite.
Not even the full gear that they...
Nope.
Believe it or not, I would actually say from this past week, the opening match, Nick Jackson, Phoenix, that match...
Thumbs down!
But I guess...
I chalk that up in the try to do too much.
Oh, well, it's an opening match. It's supposed to pop the show.
I watched Randy Orton fight Ricochet in an opening match yesterday, and it was full of collared elbow tie-ups, hip tosses, which eventually built up to an attempt at an RKO, and then
the issue, Ricochet
went with a small package. It wasn't doing too much. You're not setting up the rest of the card.
No one could follow. They did everything. They did everything in 15 minutes. There's nothing left to do for an hour.
I did really like the main event though too, but that's because anything Moxley does.
Moxley, that match was great. That match was great. But the issue, you can't. That match is not an opening card match. They did everything.
I feel like
you gotta leave them wanting something.
You know, Raiden. Ratings-wise, it's 7-1.
AEW's been over. NXT won this past week.
The reason is because you guys are talking about in-ring wrestling, whereas AEW has characters that I want to know what's happening.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I haven't felt that way with WWE in a long time, where I want to see what Chris Jericho's going to do next. I'm tuning in to see him say something funny, and like, what the fuck is MJF going to do? Cody, whatever. That one promo was really good.
That promo was great.
I liked it, but then again, I feel like it's more like super character driven, like you know, back in the Attitude Era.
It does feel very character driven.
Whereas I can't think of one feud in WWE that I really care about. Or in NXT, it's a little bit different. But again, like the Undisputed Era stuff is like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like they're bad guys, but do I really hate them that much? And there's like that Takeover match was. Probably better than any match I've seen in AEW at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I like the hardcore matches, but that's like a whole different thing. But like seeing that huge table spot off the top of the cage, like what?
That was fun.
What
that
has AEW
fun.
Done that's crazier than that?
And then they had to cut to Britt Baker. Which yeah. they good, mentioned.
Good move. Good move. Triple H is proud of that.
Yeah.
As I would be. Mm-hmm. It's like we're getting her on our product. You don't need to watch that other product.
Yeah. Those piss ants. You know what was funny about AEW recently is that Billy Gunn was in it and he looked huge, dude. He looked like the big show because he's like a foot taller than everybody else.
And it's also jacked.
It's also worth noting that Billy Gunn is juiced to the fucking gills.
When that guy,
I think he actually got a suspension from WWE when he was an agent. He wasn't actively wrestling because he got suspended for doing
he was competing in bodybuilding competitions, and then they drug tested him, and they're like, "Oh, your piss is 97% steroids. That's great. Awesome. All right,
yeah,
because he's 52 years old. Nobody should be like that.
You know what? A great showing against Billy Gunn, Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, no. What Orange are your Cassidy. Opinions of Orange Cassidy, Mike Bogan?
I mean,
look, I'm glad we got you on here.
Look, I just feel like Billy Gunn's an icon, right?
Yes, he is. He's Mr. Ass. He's an ass man.
The second Orange Cassidy got in the ring with him, you could see the fear in his face. I mean, he had those devastating leg kicks.
Did you see those? Oh, did you see
they
those?
They were devastating.
I saw that.
Not to mention, the guy, his sunglasses on his face the whole time.
Aviators. Top of the line shit.
Have you ever seen him actually wrestle?
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually getting a phone call. I'm working for another podcast now.
he's going down to the Cornette
Experience.
Better
be good. I don't hear that podcast.
Garrett Ellington's going to replace you with me. We're swapping places.
Garrett Ellington's going to replace me with you?
Yeah. I was at him on the phone right now.
I'm just going to podcast of the world. Moving on up. All right. Exactly.
Orange Cassidy.
We're
going to
be reviewing
awesome.
Movies. Like, Chad, what'd you think? I'm like, I couldn't see it. Like,
have fun with all those free
I heard
movies.
It was good.
No, I heard the yes man that Jim Cornette has on his podcast said no, so you got to get in there.
Oh, yes, Jim. Yeah, Jim, they do suck. Yeah, I hate women, too.
Speaking of Jim Cornette, he recently resigned from NAW. NWA.
Months after the same thing happened in MLW. Yeah. They just ask him, they're like, quit so we don't have to fire you.
That's pretty much what happened. I saw it all over the Twitterverse. And it has to be true.
So, not to, derail us too much, but Survivor Series is starting in
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
So, what do you say we get down to some picks?
All right, let's get down to some picks.
Do we have access to all? Like, do we have? Is that done?
We have them all in the our
that,
phones.
Is that list finished there, Bruce? Almost.
Well, I'm not putting any picks in.
How about this? How about we handle our picks off the air, and we'll let you guys know who won. We can just go through the matches and talk about them.
There we go.
We don't have to, cover every single
thing. Well, we only got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes.
Did I just hear you say 3 minutes?
Three-minute
words. I don't know.
I missed those. Those guys are both dead. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Rest in peace.
Oh, all right.
No, I'm like, we can move on to final thoughts, dead. And then the champions
Springer?
Go around the room here.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
All right. I think so. Final thoughts, Alex Spakowski.
Match tonight's going to be Adam Cole, baby, versus Pete Dunne, because both those guys can go. And
I love Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne's it's cool. Great. However, never look at Pete Dunne and Rhea Ripley next to each other because it's just they're the same person.
I knew it!
If you have that weird boner for Rhea Ripley, it'll get really confusing afterwards. So, but that'll be match of the night. I'm really hoping for a strong showing from NXT. I don't know if they'll get it. I feel like Vince could just punish them all and be like, ha! My product's better! That's not a bad Vince.
That was a good Vince.
Yeah. Final thoughts, Mike Logan.
I think it's going to be, this is a far left field. I don't think anybody's going to agree with me on this one. But I think that the Brock Rey Mysterio match has the potential to be the best match of the night.
You think Rey's going to get there?
I don't think that Rey's going to win. I don't think Rey's going to win. I think they're going to keep Brock as a big bad.
That's kind of where I'm going to
go. But I think it's going to be a really good match.
Best match of the night? That might be a hot take. I think it will be probably match number 2 or 3 because I think it will be very good.
I think
it's all a good story.
Brock's good with smaller wrestlers who are more high flying.
He sounds like a motherfucker.
He does,
though.
Yeah.
And Rey's really going to lay into him.
Yeah, I think
he's going to have that.
Going to bring that pipe.
He's going to have that pipe.
They're also the
wrapped
only,
in tape.
That's the only match with a real story.
He might
behind
get hit
it
by the pipe.
Yeah, this
no,
is,
no,
it's only. It's,
I don't want to see Brock Lesnar some pipe on Rey Mysterio.
Brian Fiend has some.
But that one's you got to be like you got to be invested. You know, 5 years ago to understand the story behind like the Fiend and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
like this Brock Mysterio match has got a story that they've actually been building up for like 2 months, which I respect them for actually giving a shit about building.
I like it a lot.
It is cool.
I love luchadors on my wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. That is my favorite thing. I think Raw will win the night.
I like
I don't want them to, but I think they will.
Okay.
That's my predictions, man. I'm just looking forward to watching some good wrestling. Some good wrestling.
And I like when they use weapons.
I do too.
Fuck yeah, weapons. Yeah, yeah, that shit.
Dude, a pipe.
Final Bob Roberts Space Force.
In real life. I'm sorry.
We'll get to you, Iron Man.
Okay, just cut me off. Cut me off. Fine, fine. No, it's going to be a good night. I think, like, I honestly think, it's going to be pretty even throughout the whole night, like, as far as, like, which brand has more points and whatnot. I expect NXT to make a strong showing.
Did you guys already do the mac and cheese competition?
Most people haven't brought their mac yet. There's only two macs here right now.
Try them, eat them, love them.
Because the bigger one hasn't started yet.
Careful about the small dish.
Yeah, one of them has weed in it. One of them has weed in it. So
this podcast for a loop, dude.
Sorry, Robert.
And, you know, on delicious mac and cheese and weed mac, I guess that's going to lead to a good night. So I'm going to go watch a show.
All right.
Hell yeah.
It's like that. It's like
sweet,
that.
Too sweet. All right. Final thoughts, Iron Mike Boss.
My final thought is what I was going to say is, like, in kayfabe, if you had to fight Brock Lesnar, what would you do?
Bring a pipe.
Kick him in the nuts.
Or a gun.
Kick him in the nuts.
Bring a gun. But they tried the gun stuff, and people don't care for that.
No, no. Brian Pillman didn't like it. Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't really care for it.
That was the craziest angle.
That's just how you put down Goldberg.
No. Taser or we riot.
Yeah. So that's my final thought. That's the match I'm looking forward to the most. I want to see Rey Mysterio get suplexed out of the ring.
It's gonna happen.
That'll be fine.
And I'm gonna see. We're gonna see Dominic, baby.
Fuck Dominic, that piece of shit.
Dominic, can't see
well,
dude,
he just trademarked.
He looks like
Prince
a street
Mysterio,
fighter,
like, so
from the game.
Eventually, they're gonna hand the mask over from Rey to Dominic.
I want it to come out that Brock Lesnar is Dominic's poppy. That should be the angle that gets over.
You guys done or?
Final thoughts. Showtime.
Too sweet me.
Too sweet.
Yes. My name is Jay Showtime Schultz. It's going to be a great show. I also think Adam Cole and Pete Dunne is probably going to steal the show. Fuck Orange Cassidy. I need to know better. Have a good night.
All right, that just leaves me. Say goodbye, living room. All right, I am Trebuchet. Raw wins or we riot. Trebuchet out.